When is peace most welcome? Well, one might say at the heart of the conflict. That's precisely what Jesus did when he appeared to his fearful and disillusioned followers. He brought a true peace that surpassed all comprehension. Here's Pastor Xavier Reese with encouraging words on today's Simple Truth.
The door was shut. The disciples were assembled due to their fear of the Jews. The Lord Jesus came and he stood right in the middle of them. The word of Jesus was, "Peace be with you." Jesus showed them his hands and his side. "My side, here are my hands." They represented the payment for the sins of the world, the love of God for the world, that which provides peace with God for justification in Romans 5:1. You see, if we don't know Jesus Christ, then we are enemies of God. The wrath of God is upon us. And Jesus died to make the provisions for our reconciliation, that we no longer be at war with God, that we no longer are under the wrath of God. But as we call upon him, we can be saved and justified. We live in a real world as Christians, but we live through the power of God and his word, and there's warfare, there's difficulties. There's the old sin nature I still have, there's the new sin nature I have. The new nature, the sin nature, they clash. But I can be more than a conqueror if I walk in the Spirit, deny my flesh, and keep my eyes on the Lord as I seek him for the circumstances and situations of life. Power of death did not hold Jesus. He's alive. Then notice the disciples were commissioned by Jesus in verse 21. Jesus proclaimed the peace that was to accompany them, not the peace of the world, but the one he had told them about and promised them in John 14:27. "Not as the world gives, but as I give. In the world you shall have tribulation, be of good cheer, I have overcome the world." This peace will surpass all understanding, Philippians 4:6-7 says. But before we can have the peace of God for the situations of life, we have to make peace with God. We have to repent and be justified. So peace with God means my repentance, recognize I'm a sinner and that he died for my sin, rose from the dead. The peace of God is once I'm a Christian for the situation, circumstance of life to hold me. Knowing what God has done for you, what he's done for me, knowing what he has saved me from and what he has saved me to, knowing all that he forgave me of every one of my sins, and understanding the peace of God and the joy of God and the hope in God, it should be a natural response of mine to want to let everybody understand and hear this, because I know what it is to be lost. I know what it is to live without hope. He wants you to be forgiven for all your sins. He wants to give you the peace with God and then the ability to have the peace of God.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We're glad you've joined us and want to mention that today's message, as always, is available on CD for anyone who gets in touch. To make your request, give us a call at 800-651-8352. That's 800-651-8352. Or write us at Simple Truths, 2200 East Colorado Boulevard, Pasadena, California, 91107. Or visit our website, calvarychapelpasadena.com.